Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have Richard Patterson singing Had It Not Been, and then part four of our special message by Brother Bob Lee, Mount Pisgah Bible Printing Ministry.
Do you suppose God stirs through heaven? He couldn't find one willing to be the supreme sacrifice that was given to buy eternal life for you and me. Oh, had it not been for a place called Mount Calvary, had it not been for that old rugged cross, had it not been for a man called Jesus, then forever my soul would be lost. I'm so glad he was willing to drink his bitter cup, although he prayed, "Father, let it pass from me." And I'm so glad he didn't call on heaven's angels, pull these nails from these hands that tormented me. And had it not been for a place called Mount Calvary, had it not been for that old rugged cross, had it not been for a man called Jesus, then forever my soul would be lost. Then forever my soul would be lost.
Right? And then you can have something which is the epitome, the top of the line, that which is most important. Now, our Lord was given, telling His disciples and those on the Sermon on the Mount, and said, listen, quit worrying about what you're going to eat and drink and clothing, and don't get caught up in all of this. I'm going to tell you something that if you'll do first, all this other will be added unto you. But he said, here's what's the most important. The very next verse he says, But there's the conjunction. It's setting things apart. Now watch. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you. So there's something that's most important, more than anything in all this world, and that is seeking God and getting saved. Amen. That's more important than anything else. And what our Lord was doing is our Lord was teaching His disciples that. There's something that is most important. There's something that is a priority above and beyond anything else. If I live to be 80, what is that to eternity? Right? What's 90 compared to eternity? What's 100 compared to eternity? It's nothing. Seeking first the kingdom of God. Let me give you one other scripture and then I'm going to close. But I like this too. And again, it emphasizes this which we need to be doing. Remember when Jesus sent out His disciples, then sent out 70 disciples? In Luke chapter 10, He gave them power to heal. All kinds, cast out demons. And boy, they came back preaching like proud Baptist preachers. Man, they were all excited. Hey, guess what? Demons are subject unto me. Right? They came back boasting. Boy, they were so excited. And Jesus had to put a halt on the whole mess. Here's what He told them. He said, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." I've given you all this power. But He's going to tell them something that is the most important. Not just important. Not more important. But most important. Here's what He said. "Notwithstanding, in this rejoice not." Don't rejoice because demons are subject unto you and because you do all of this and so forth. Here's what He said rejoice about. He said, "But rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven." Folks, that's the key. Whether you live in Lynchburg, Virginia, or whether you live in Russia, that's what's the most important. That's what's the most important to your neighbor who doesn't go to church anywhere. One you can reach right here in Lynchburg. That's most important to them. It's the most important thing in all the world. What shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? What shall a man give in exchange for his soul? If you're here today and you've never been saved, the next or the most important thing for you is not that you leave here right now. I know you're hungry, but it's not that you leave here and go to the tea room. And get your Western and a bowl. I know where you eat. You eat the hot dog stand or the tea room. But that's not the most important. Most important is where you're going to spend eternity. See, it's not the most important whether you're going to get a new vehicle or not. I hope you get one. You might let me drive it. Amen? No, there's nothing wrong with that, but that's not the most important. That's not the most important. Most important thing is whether you're saved or not. That's the most important. And it's not the most important. And I'm for helping folks around the world. Listen, I'm for helping feed them and clothe them. You can win their hearts that way. But you know what's the most important to the people in Russia, whether they're saved or not? You know what's the most important to the people in Japan, whether they know God or not? You know what's the most important to those in Cambodia who can get 100,000 John and Romans for the missionaries there to evangelize Cambodia? is whether they're saved or not. That's the most important. And as Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, we cannot just get so involved with living that we forget the real reason why we live. It is to rescue the perishing, as Fanny Crosby said. To rescue the perishing. If you're here today and you've never been saved, I pray you'd come trust Jesus. Pastor's going to be here. Let somebody take the Bible and show you how to be saved. And I don't know how God spoke to you about anything else. It's amazing. You know how you go here preaching sometime? I love preaching. And you go here preaching and all of a sudden the preacher, he'll mention something just in passing, or maybe not even in passing, and God says, there it is. You ever had that happen to you? There it is. Right there. There it is. I don't know. Maybe God said to you this morning, there it is. There it is. Maybe you're just so caught up in living, you're forgetting the real reason why you ought to live. I don't know how the God spoke to you. Would you stand with me? You're here today, you've never trusted Jesus. I pray you'd come today and give your heart to Him. Heavenly Father, I thank You this morning for Your mercy and grace and the kindness of Your people. Lord, should there be somebody here today that's never been saved, Lord, I pray that today they would come and receive Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior. And dear God, maybe there's something that You spoke to Your children about. Maybe, Lord, You said, there it is, there. The Holy Spirit said, there. Maybe they need to come this morning. God, I pray You just have Your will and way in the hearts of Your children in Jesus' name. Kids are bowed and eyes are closed.
Maybe today you're struggling with trials and difficulties and places. And God's saying, I've got your solution. I've got your answer. Maybe today you're here and you've got lost family members that are not sitting beside you today that does not know Christ. How are they going to hear? Why don't you become that witness? Just maybe you're here today and you've never received the Lord into your heart and your life. Don't wait until you arrive in hell to become a believer and then it's too late. Pastor Duck, I don't know that I know Christ as my personal Savior today. Why don't you pray right now with me this prayer and ask Jesus to come into your life and save your soul? Pray right now. Dear God in heaven, in Jesus' name, forgive me of my sin. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive me of all my transgressions, all my iniquities. Forgive me, Lord. Come into my heart. Come into my life. I receive You. Lord, receive me. Make me Your child. Thank You, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank You, Lord, for the promise of Your Word. Thank You that, Lord, now I have heaven as my eternal home and Jesus as my Savior. And God, You're now my Heavenly Father. Thank You, Lord, for that promise. If you just prayed that prayer a moment ago, would you slip your hand up right now so I can remember you in my personal prayer life, that you asked the Lord into your life, that He touched you and saved you today. See, I believe today there's needs in your hearts and your lives. And you're standing there gripping a pew, waiting for the end of this song, thinking, well, another day. No, right now is the time. If you got needs and burdens and struggles and trials and you've got decisions and you've got things in your heart today, come on, bring it to the Lord right now, will you? He's your only answer, your only solution. You choose Christ.
If you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program, we'd appreciate to hear from you. Remember, the phone number is 434-845-8796. And press option number 4 and let the pastor know. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to our program today, and we trust that the Lord will bless you and that you'll be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, ministry of Yosemite Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.